Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Bending Cross: A Biography of Eugene Victor Debs is a historical biography by Ray Ginger that examines the life of one of the most influential figures in American labor and socialist politics. Originally published in 1949 and later reissued by Haymarket Books, the book presents Debs as an orator, organizer, self-taught thinker, presidential candidate, and political prisoner. Rather than treating him only as a partisan figure, Ginger frames Debs as a central voice in the late 19th and early 20th century struggle over labor rights, inequality, and democratic reform. The biography is written for readers interested in U.S. radical history, socialist thought, and labor movement leadership. It is also notable for drawing heavily on Debs' own language and public speeches, which gives the account a distinctive interpretive texture. As a result, the book functions both as a life story and as a study of the moral and political imagination behind one of the era's most enduring reformers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Debs as a defining figure in American labor radicalism. A major strength of the biography is its treatment of Eugene Debs as more than a party politician. Ginger places him at the center of the American labor movement from the 1890s through the 1920s, showing how his life intersected with key struggles over industrial power, workers' rights, and political dissent. This framing matters because Debs was not only a candidate for office, but also a symbol of organized labor's broader challenge to economic inequality. The book explains why his influence extended well beyond election results. He helped popularize a language of solidarity, collective struggle, and moral responsibility that shaped radical politics in the United States by emphasizing his role as a public advocate and movement leader. The biography reveals how Debs became a durable figure in labor history, rather than a fleeting partisan personality. Ginger's portrait, therefore, helps readers understand the historical significance of labor radicalism itself, not just the career of one man. Secondly, a biography built around rhetoric, conviction, and moral authority. The book gives special attention to Debs as an orator and persuasive public voice. This is important because his influence depended not only on organization or ideology, but on his ability to speak to workers and ordinary citizens in direct, memorable language. Ginger uses Debs' own words extensively, allowing the reader to see how speech, ethics, and politics work together in his career. That approach helps explain why Debs remained compelling even when his movements lost elections or faced repression. His rhetoric turned abstract ideas, such as justice, hope, and social change, into emotional and political commitments. The biography therefore presents activism as a moral practice, not just a strategic one. This is one reason the book has been praised for its romantic but serious view of reform. It sees conviction as a political force. For readers, this makes the biography valuable not only as history, but also as an example of how public language can sustain social movements.
Thirdly, how imprisonment and repression shaped Debs' political identity. Another central dimension of the biography is Debs' relationship to punishment and state power.
Ginger includes his experience as a prisoner, which is essential to understanding both his public reputation and his political development. Debs was repeatedly drawn into conflicts with authorities because of his support for labor organizing and anti-war dissent, and these confrontations helped transform him into a martyr-like figure for many supporters. The book shows that imprisonment did not simply interrupt his activism. It deepened the symbolic weight of his beliefs. In this sense, the biography explores how repression can amplify a reformer's voice by making his principles appear more costly and therefore more credible. At the same time, the narrative does not reduce Debs to victimhood. It shows him as someone who continued to articulate a broad vision of social justice even under confinement. That balance makes the book useful for understanding the political consequences of punishment in American history, especially when dissent is treated as a threat rather than a legitimate form of citizenship. Fourthly, a classic account of socialist politics in the United States. The biography is also important because it situates Debs within the long tradition of American socialism. Ginger does not treat socialism as a foreign curiosity or a side note to mainstream politics. Instead, the book presents it as a serious attempt to respond to industrial capitalism, labor exploitation, and democratic failure. Debs' five presidential campaigns for the Socialist Party are part of that larger story. But the biography is less interested in electoral success than in the ideas those campaigns expressed. This helps readers see how socialism functioned as a moral and political language in the United States, rooted in the lives of workers and the promise of social equality. Ginger's treatment is historically significant because it captures a moment when socialist politics had a visible public presence and were tied to labor organization, public education, and protest. For contemporary readers, the book offers a clear entry point into the roots of American radical politics without flattening Debs into a modern ideological slogan. Lastly, the book's lasting value as a literary and historical interpretation, The Bending Cross endures partly because it is both a biography and an interpretation of political character. Ginger writes in a notably expressive style, and although some readers find it florid, that style suits the book's subject by emphasizing ideals, sacrifice, and historical drama. More importantly, the biography remains influential because it captures Debs with sympathy, but not simple hero worship. It is comprehensive, historically informed, and attentive to the tensions between movement politics, personal conviction, and public image. That combination helps explain why later readers still consider it a classic even after newer scholarship appeared. The book stands out among political biographies because it treats radicalism as a serious intellectual and emotional tradition rather than a marginal curiosity. Its value is therefore twofold. It preserves the historical record of an important American activist, and it offers a strong interpretive model for understanding why some political figures become enduring symbols. Readers seeking a grounded, historically rich portrait of Debs will find this especially useful. In conclusion, The Bending Cross will be most rewarding for readers interested in American labor history, socialist politics, political biography, and the history of dissent. It is especially useful for anyone trying to understand why Eugene V. Debs became such a lasting figure in U.S. radical thought. The book offers more than a chronology of campaigns and arrests. It shows how a working-class political leader could combine moral conviction, rhetorical force, and movement organizing into a coherent public life. That makes it valuable both intellectually and historically. Readers studying the labor movement will gain a strong sense of how industrial conflict shaped American politics. Readers interested in political language will see how Debs used speech to build solidarity and sustain hope under pressure. Compared with shorter or more narrowly focused biographies, Ginger's work stands out for its scope, its reliance on Debs' own words, and its commitment to treating socialism as a serious American tradition. Even where the prose is old-fashioned, the book remains distinctive because it captures the emotional and ideological seriousness of Debs's world. It is a strong choice for readers who want a classic, historically grounded portrait of one of the country's most important radical reformers. If you would like to support Ray Ginger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.